Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר
זוהר. Hello, we are reading in Zohar for All. We're in volume 6. We're on the portion Vayikra in the article 7 firmaments and 7 lands on verse 139. You can find our study materials on Sviva Tova or Kabbalah.info. Pertinent questions can be sent to Kab TV or Sviva Tova and they'll be asked here. We're on the article 7 firmaments and 7 lands, portion 139 in Vayikra. All our spiritual work is in the connection between us, as by that we restore the shattered soul of Adam HaRishon, which we are all parts of, and therefore the Zohar, which is the great virtue, very special, unique virtue, operates on our connection, specifically for the sake of the connection. That's why we will try to think of our purpose, our goal in this, that we want to connect in order for the shattering to be corrected and the Creator will be able to be revealed between us. Please. Again, Zohar for All, Volume 6, Portion Vayikra, the article, 7 Firmaments in 7 Lands, verse 139. Adam below is as above. Above all the firmaments, there is the highest firmament of all, on which the Creator's throne is found, as it is written, the appearance of a sapphire stone, and upon the likeness of the throne was a likeness as the appearance of man upon it above, being Havaya of Ma, which is Adam in Gematria. Similarly, the king of everyone is here in the universe, and this is the Adam that is absent in all the lower ones. 140. And these lower ones came from the mist of the earth, and from the assistance of the firmament above emerge creatures that differ from one another, some in clothing, some in klipot, like the worms in the earth. Some are in red klipot, or dark or white, and some are of all the colors. So are all the people, and they live only 10 years. 141. The whole world revolves in a circle like a ball. Some are above and some are below. The people all around the earth stand opposite each other, and the 7 parts in the ball are the 7 lands. And all the people in the 6 lands differ in their appearances according to the different air in each place. And they persist as the rest of the people. 142. Hence, there's a place in the world that when it shines for those on this side of the planet, it is dark for those on that side of the planet. It turns out that it is day for these and night for those. And there's a place in the world which is all day, and there's night in it only one short hour. This is why he said in the books of the first and the book of Adam HaRishon that the 7 lands are one below the other, and a firmament separates each 2 lands. And he does not dispute that they are all a one ball divided into 7 parts, for so it is written, I will give thanks unto you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. It is also written, how manifold are your works, O Lord, thus it is all good, for both are the words of the living God. We could ask, how can 2 interpretations be right, for they contradict each other? This is a secret given to the wise and not to the natural dividers of boundaries, for it is a profound secret in the Torah. 143. Similarly, there are several creatures in the sea differing from one another. As it is written, there's a sea great and wide in which are swarms innumerable, animals both small and great, and all are as it is above. And in all the worlds, only man governs, and the Creator governs him. 144. Rabbi Nehorai Saba emerged to the big sea, and the sea was storming, and all those who were in the ship were working. A miracle happened, and he came down in known paths in the heart of the sea, and he emerged below the sea to one settlement. And he saw from all the creatures there, they were all small, and they were praying a prayer. He didn't know what they were saying. A miracle happened to him, and he rose and said, "Blessed are the righteous who work at the Torah and know the hidden secrets of the upper secrets. Woe unto those who dispute them and do not believe." 145. From that day onwards, when he came to the seminary and the wise were doing words of Torah, he would cry because he overcame the faith in the Creator, because he didn't believe that there were seven lands that were different creatures until he saw them. Woe of the fear of the judgment of that world. The heading, the meaning of the four letters Havaya, 146. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. If not for the firmament that separated between the upper water and the lower water, meaning right and left in the dispute, there would be division in the world. But this firmament, the middle line, made peace between them. Also, the world exists only on peace. The Creator is called peace, he is peace, and his name is peace, and all is tied in peace. He is peace means Zeranpin, his name is peace refers to Malchut, which is called name. And all is tied in peace refers to Yesod, which connects everything. This high holy name is all peace. All his degrees and all his, he is all one. Also, his ways divide into this side and that side, to the right and to the left. 147. The letter Yod of the holy name connects in three ties. For this reason, there is only one tip in it above and one tip below and one tip in the middle. Since three ties hang down in her, the tip above is the upper keter, above all upper ones, the head of all heads, and it stands atop all of them. 148. The tip in the middle of the Yud is another head, since there are three heads in the Yud, each with its own head. This is why the tip of the middle is a different Rosh, which comes out of the tip above, and it is the Rosh of all Rosh, to build the holy name from it. The head is concealed from everything and is called Chochmah, which emanates from the first Rosh, the upper Keter. 149. The bottom tip in the other, bottom tip of the Yud, it is Bina, the head to water the garden, Malchut. This is the fountain of water from which all the plantings are watered, since all the Mochin of Zon and Bia extend from Bina. This is the meaning of the Yud that has three ties in her, Kachab. This is also why she is called a chain, since she is like a three-ring chain that are tied to one another. 150. It's written in the book of Enoch that when he was shown the wisdom of the high secrets and he saw the tree of the Garden of Eden, Zeranpin, the tree of life within the garden, he was shown the bottom chokhmah, which is Malchut, as an upper one in the unification of Zeranpin, to which he is superior. He saw that all the worlds were connected to each, and all stood on the Yud Chochmah, and were built from it and hung down, as it is written, "In wisdom have you made them all." And he saw that they are all shaken by fear of their master, and were all named after him. 151. In King Solomon's book, he said that the expansion of the Yud is in a chain of three rings included in the ties of her body. One, the fear of everything, Keter, that everyone is shaken by the fear of him. Two, the concealment of paths, the concealed Chochmah. Three, one deep river, Bina. 152. Afterwards, he explained in detail about the letters of the name Havaya. The house in its completeness in the upper is in the first Yud, as it is written, Through wisdom is a house built. This is the construction of everything. The perfection of the holy name is Yud, the head of everything, the father of everything, Chochmah. The Vav of the filling of Yud is a son that he bore and that came out of him, Zeranpin, from whom comes the Dalit of the filling of Yud, the daughter of the queen, Malchut, in whose hands are all Dinim. These are Zon in Chochmah, which are hidden in the upper worlds, from which the upper ones, Zon of Atzilut, emerge, and upper and lower together are nourished by them. This is so because Zon of Chochmah are Yeshut, Bina, from which all the worlds emerge and nourish the upper ones, Zon of Atzilut, and the lower ones, Bia. Thus the Yud is the wholeness of everything, and the holy name, Havaya, is completed in her and concealed within her. 153. The Yud brought everything out and tied everything in a single tie in one another. The Yud, Chochmah, brought that river out of her, meaning Bina. Since Zon, the Chochmah, became Bina, as it is written, and a river went out of Eden to water the garden, meaning the first hay of Havaya. This is so because the Vav Dalid of the filling of Yud, meaning Zon of Chochmah, were formed into a hay, the shape of Dalit over a Vav, Bina. This is the upper Ima, Yeshut. 154. And that river Bina brought out two children, Zeranpin and Malchut, who are nourished by her. Afterwards, two children come out, Zeranpin and Malchut, and the daughter is nourished by the son, which is Vav. This son is the king that peace is his, Tiferet, Zeranpin. Afterwards, the hay, the daughter, Malchut, is nourished by the Vav. It turns out that the Yud is the essence, the root, and the perfection of everything. As it is written, through wisdom a house is built. There are two states in Malchut. One, when she was emanated from Bina in the two great lights, when she was as big as Zeranpin. That is, when Zeranpin clothed the right line of Bina, and Malchut the left line of Bina. At that time, Malchut was nourished by Bina like Zeranpin, and did not need to receive from Zeranpin. He says about that state that that river produced two children who are nourished by her, meaning both are nourished by Bina. Afterwards, Malchut was diminished into a point under the Yesod and rose to Bina once more, where she was rebuilt, as it is written, and the Lord God built the rib. And she came to the second state. Two, she becomes a degree below Zeranpin and is no longer nourished by Bina, but by Zeranpin. He says about that, that afterwards two children come out, and the daughter is nourished by the son, meaning that she is no longer nourished by Bina, but by the son, Zeranpin, since she has been diminished and came under the degree of Zeranpin. 155. 10 names were completed and came out of the letter Yud, the 10th letter in the letters of the alphabet. When the Yud was impregnated with them, she brought them all into the holy river, Bina, and all 10 names are concealed in the one high name. They are all concealed in the Yud. The Yud contains them, and the Yud elicits them. She is the father of all of them, the father of the patriarchs, which are Chagat. 156. From the Yud emerged Vav Dalit, her filling, which implies that they are 10 like the Yud. The letters Yud contain within them Vav Dalit, which are the perfection of everything. Vav Dalit are male and female, where Zeranpin is Vav and Malchut is Dalit. And they are Zon of Chochmah. They are called Du, which means two. Hence, Adam was created bifaced. And those partsufim, those faces, were male and female, such as above. From above downwards, they are called Vav Dalit, beginning with Vav Zeranpin, followed by Dalit, the Malchut. From below upwards, they are called Du, beginning with Malchut and followed by Zeranpin. And it is all one thing. The 13 qualities of Rachamim depend on the letter Yud, on the upper tip of the Yud, Keter, in which there are 13 corrections of Dikna. Hence, the Yud consists of Vav Dalet, to indicate the Zon within her, from which they became Yeshsut, which is Binah that returns to being Chochmah. This is where all the Mochin emerge, and they are the perfection of everything, because the filling of Vav Dalet in Gematria is 10, meaning that they are as important as she is. Is there anything to ask? Everyone's used to it already. The main thing is not to forget the goal. Otherwise, the virtue has nothing to clothe upon. Yes. The heading 10 names, 157. There are 10 names corresponding to 10 letters, meaning corresponding to the Yud, which is the 10th letter of the alphabet and hence contains 10 letters. There are 8 from Binah downwards, and 2 degrees, Keter and Chochmah, correspond to 2 firmaments that are concealed and are not called by name. This is so because a name means disclosure. For anything that we do not attain, we do not know by name. Also, the number of names changes. 10 when beginning to count from Keter, 9 when beginning from Chochmah, 8 when beginning from Binah, and 7 when beginning from Chesed. 158. He begins the count from Chochmah. The first name is Yud K, Chochmah, because the Yud, which is Chochmah, contains He within it. This is because the filling of Yud is Vav Dalet, which is the shape of He. And the He of Havayah comes out of Yud, because it is those Vav Dalet of the filling of Yud that came out of Yud, which is Chochmah, and became Binah. It turns out the 2 letters Yud He are included in Yud Chochmah, and this is why Chochmah is called Yud K. 159. The second name is Havayah, called Elohim. Havayah, in punctuation of Elohim, is Binah, because the river Binah is Rachamim, and because the Dinim awaken from her due to Malchut's ascent to Binah and are not from herself. This is why her name is written with letters Rachamim, which are Havayah, in punctuation of Elohim, Chataf, Segol, Cholam, and Chirik. And it is not written in the letters Elohim, which are Din. 160. The third name is Kel, which is greatness, meaning Chesed, called the great God. The fourth name is Elohim, in which Dinim awaken, and this is Harsh Din, the Sfira Gvura. The fifth name is Havayah, the complete perfection of faith. This is complete Rachamim, and it is the Sfira Tiferet. The sixth and seventh names are Netzach and Hod, and they are called hosts, Tzvakot. 161, the eighth name is Kel Chai, living God, which is Tzadik, Yesod, from which all of life comes out. It is called Havayah, and it is the small Vav of the Holy Name, for which the Vav of the Holy Name has 2 Vavs. The first Vav is Tiferet, and the second Vav is Yesod. 162. The ninth name is Adni, the Holy Malchut, from which the Dinim come to the world. This is the last Keter, meaning the last Sfirot of all the names. The name Ekye is inclusive. Also, it is concealed, since in the first Sfira, the upper Keter, the Rosh of all the Roshim, his name is concealed and not revealed, because Ekye means that I am destined to be revealed, but now I am not revealed yet. 163. Awake, O north, and come, you south. Blow upon my garden. Awake, O north, are the offerings that are slaughtered in the north, since they come over the thoughts that are in the secrets of the heart and the place of Din, where the north side is left and Din, because the thoughts are at night, when there is Din. The north wind blows at midnight when people awaken from their sleep, and David's harp, which is Malchut, which plays for the Creator, plays by itself, and people's thoughts awaken. 164. Come, you south. are the Shelamim that are slaughtered in the south on the side of Chesed, which is the right, since they are the Shalom, peace of the upper ones and lower ones. The offering of Shelamim extends Shalom and Shlemut, peace and perfection. These are the Shlemut of the directions of the world, the wholeness of everything from side of faith, Malchut. And because the Shelamim are the Shalom of everything, the owners eat from them and enjoy them. This is so because peace is to him and to the whole world at the same degree. Sins and blames are only eaten by the priests, not by the owners, since the priests atone for them and remove their sins. Of all the offerings, the Creator favors the Shelamim most, since they make peace in the upper ones and in the lower ones. 165. But above all the offerings is the incense, which is perfectly whole and comes not because of a sin or a blame or an iniquity, but because of joy. It is written, oil and perfume rejoice the heart. For this reason, incense is offered only when oil is offered. As it is written, and Aaron shall burn on it incense of sweet spices. Every morning when he dresses the lamps, he shall burn it, so that oil and incense will be together. Oil implies chokhmah, and incense implies binah, and chokhmah binah are always together. Shlamim make peace in everything, and disputes and complaints never awaken. But incense ties the tie of faith, for it extends mochin to the malchut, which is called faith. 166. All 10 names are written in the Torah. The name of the first is Ekeh, the upper concealed one, as one who says, I am who I am, and it is unknown who he is. This is Keter. Afterwards, it is written, who I am, which is Chochmah, meaning that I am destined to be revealed in these other Ketarim. Since in the beginning, in Keter, he is concealed, and afterwards in Chochmah and Binah, he begins to be revealed until it reaches the revelation of the Holy Name in Tiferet. 167. This is what is written with Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. The first I am, which is concealed from all, meaning Keter, is I am who I am. Afterwards, who I am is Chochmah, which means I will be revealed. Afterwards, there is the last Ekeh. I am has sent me to you, which is Binah. When Ima is impregnated with Zon, the name is still concealed. It is revealed when it is written, go and gather the elders of Israel and say unto them, the Lord, the God of your fathers. This name is perfection of everything. And here is the revelation and the unification of the holy name Tiferet. 168. This is reason why the first name of everything is Ekeh, Keter, and the second is Yudke, Chochmah. It is because the Chochmah, Yud, took out the Hey, Binah, and is concealed in it and never parts from the Yud. She is Binah that is included in Chochmah, and they are called Upper Abba Ve'ima. This is why Chochmah is called Yudke. As it is written, and a river comes out of Eden, meaning that Binah is called a river that comes out of Eden, which is Chochmah. This Binah is Yeshsut, meaning the bottom Chub. They are in this shape, Hey, where the corner on the right of the letter Hey is Yud, Chochmah, lower Abba, and is called Israel Saba, and the letter Hey, which is Binah, called lower Ima, and Tvuna, expands from it. 169. Yud is Chochmah, and then Yud K, in which Chochmah elicited the Binah, which is Vav Dalet, with the filling of Yud, which are the upper Abba V'ima, who never part from each other. Afterwards, Yud elicited the Hey in this manner, where there is an imprint in the corner of the Hey, thus there is a Yud here, which is Israel Saba, and that river that comes out of him, which is Tvuna, which is the essence of hay that spreads from the Yud in her corner. And they are the first hay in the name Havaya. 170. Two sons extend from below the hay, meaning Yeshut. From the lower Abba, in the Yud, in the corner of the hay, a son comes out, Zeranpin, who grips to Yod, which is Yisrael Saba, called Abba, and grips to the river Tvuna, called Ima, who is the essence of the hay that extends from the Yud. Also a daughter, Malchut, comes out from the side of Ima, the essence of the hay. This is the lower river. Then the son of Zeranpin extends and comes out of Yersut and is Tvuna. This is the Vav de Havaya, and he inherits Abavim, a Yersut, meaning receives their Mochin, although they are not his own, but he inherits them. Then faith, Malchut, ties to him, and the daughter is nourished from him, from that inheritance he had inherited from Yersut. Thus he illuminates to her from those Mochin. 171. This is why the holy name should be written with the Yud first, and a tip should be written above over the Yud, a tip in the middle of the Yud, and a tip below at the bottom of the Yud. These are kachab, which are implied in the Yud. Afterwards, Yud K should be written, and in this way they are not separated. First, the Yud at the corner should be written, and then two lines are to be drawn out of it. One on top, on the roof, and one downwards to the right leg, and then is a broken line to the left leg. This is so that both father and mother, upper Abba v'Ima, will be in wholeness included in the Yud. Then the Yud brings the filling of Vav Dalet out of her, and the letter Hey in the drawing Hey is made of it, which are the son and daughter of the Yud. This is so because Vav Dalet of the filling of Yud are Zeranpin and Malchut, which are mingled with Chochmah and are called son and daughter. Correspondingly, Yud Hey should be written, and thus you have the full perfection of faith, which is Bina. 172. Afterwards, faith, which meaning Bina, expanded, and two sons out of one came out of her and split their ways. The son, Zeranpin, comes out of both, from Yersut, and he is the Vav of the holy name Havaya. The daughter, the Malchut, came from the side of Ima, Tvuna, and she is the bottom hay of the holy name Havaya. Also, she is completed only with Vav, because she is fed by him. This is why the shape of hay should be written in a way that Vav is included in it first, and then hay, like this, which are Zeranpin and Malchut that are included in Malchut. Thus the Vav, which expansion that comes out of it, which completes the shape of hay, is like a river, Tvuna, that comes out of the Yud, which is Yisrael Saba. As in the form of the first hay of Havaya, since the hay Bina is nourished by it, by the Yud. Here too, in the bottom hay, we should first write Vav and then draw the shape of the hay from it, since hay is fed from hay Bina. And here too, in the bottom hay, we should first write Vav and then draw the shape of the hay from her, because she is fed from Vav, beginning with the shape of hay and sun that comes out of Vav de Havaya below, inside the bottom hay, Zeranpin and Malchut. 173. Thus one must be cautious with the holy name to write the holy name in this matter. This is how it should be done. If not this way, it would be regarded as the holy name is called flawed. And for one who blemishes the holy name, it is better that he were not be born. 174. The first two names of Ekye, Yudke, Keter, and Chochmah. The first name is Havaya, called Elohim, Bina, and Bina is Rachamim, but Din comes out of her. This is why the writing is Havaya, Rachamim, and the reading is Elohim, Din, since she is punctuated in the punctuation of Elohim. This is the river that comes out of Eden, Bina. The fourth name is Kel Gadol, Great God, Greatness, the Sfira Chesed. The fifth name is Elohim, Gvura. The sixth name is Havaya Rachamim, the wholeness of everything, the essence of everything, the tie of faith, gripped to all sides, including all six edges, Chagat Nehi. This is the Tiferet of Israel. 175. The seventh and eighth names are called together hosts, and they are Netzach and Hod. For this reason, the name Havaya Tiferet is close to all and grips all edges. Because sometimes it's written Havaya Elohim, indicating that Tiferet draws nearer to Gvura, and at times it writes Havaya Tzvakot, indicating Tiferet approaching Netzach and Hod, which are called hosts. We know the words of the prophets, which are trusted to have come to, from their mouth, saying, "So said the Lord, God." And when they say, "So said the Lord of hosts," they knew from which place the words of prophecy had come. 176. The ninth name is Shaddai, Yesod, who said in his world, "Die." Enough, since Daik implies satisfying what all that is needed, and satisfaction comes to the world from the righteous, the foundation of the world, who said to the world enough that he had all that he needed. The tenth name is Adni, Malchut. Adni is the letters of Din, waging the wars of the king, Zeranpin, in the world. It is also called the Badam Gvura and Tzedek. 177. These are the ten names by which the Creator is called, which are connected to each other in the complete unification. And these ten names are the holy spirit of the King, Kachab Chagat Nehim, by which he is known, and which are his name, and he is them. When they all connect as one through the scent of incense, it is called Ktoret, since is Kesher, not in Aramaic. Meaning the connections of the degrees that tie together. Happy are the righteous who know the ways of Torah and recognize the glory of their master. It is written about them, and they shall come and shall see my glory. Questions? Well, you woke up? Rav, the Zohar can take a letter out of the 22 letters and give it explanations for pages and pages. What's the forces that are in the letters that it happens like that in the Zohar? We need to get information. In order to be similar to the Creator, it's not enough for us to sit and wait or even connect like good children in kindergarten that are kind of holding hands and, you know, going in a circle and singing. We need connection of to the upper system. I'm talking about us. Of course, there are those, for those who attain, there's a sea of matters that when you have a masach already and you can work with the otiyot, with the letters, then it's like in your work, you are with the kilim. You're doing what you can. And by that, you're investigating, studying, opening up more and more names, as we call them, the parts of the kilim. And within these kilim, the forms of revelation of the Creator each time new forms. And there's no more in the letters. Letters are symbols or signs of the kilim that can be in describing qualities to us in such a way. Meaning there's nothing holy in the letters, in the names, meaning the way they're written or something, but rather the qualities that the letters or the parts of the letters symbolize for us are holy, those qualities. Meaning these are the forces of bestowal. Forces of love, connection. That's why it's called holy. Holy is called nivdal, differentiated from us. That's why the Zohar is so generous with them. When we start understanding, feeling the forces, then the letters will appear to us as formulas, as diagrams. you are drawing in the form of the letters, in the line of letters, you are describing the forces that come and connect and stabilize new qualities, new kilim, are filled with lights. From that, they themselves change from the filling of the lights, and so on and so forth. Meaning, well, although there is a limited number of letters in the Torah, but in truth, it's just the mold, the form. Let's say the fundamental form. But in truth, I don't know. It's Ein Sof. It's Ein Sof because the connections have no numbers. Yes? From the combination of letters, we create words. And from we, that's something else. And words create sentences. How to us does it appear in this way towards the Zohar? In the Zohar, let's say he takes the letter Yud and interprets it, explains it in two pages. There's a letter from Bala Sulam that he wrote in Aramaic. Which one? Letter 4. Okay. That there's a language for the upper ones and a language for the lower ones. Our language is completely not connected to not Hebrew or to the alphabet or to the Zohar, definitely not, and to all of the signs and symbols of spiritual forces. We use what we were taught. Say A, say B, say G, say D, but say Mu. You understand? Our language is a beastly language. One who attains the spiritual world and starts to make from his desires all kinds of forms, starts to understand from those forms what signs, what symbols he can describe the forms that he's building. Altogether, he has the will to receive and restriction, masach, and ol chozeh, which is all the desire to bestow. So the will to receive, the correction, and how it bestows. And accordingly, that's how a person builds the otiyot, the letters. And from these letters, he puts them into sentences. And that's how the whole book of Torah is. But that's like the upper roots, like the letters that are given there. No. It has nothing to do with it. Don't get confused. We are beasts. We have no connection with what's happening in the upper worlds. No. There's no connection there. That's how people think that they're reading and they're looking at letters. It doesn't depend on all of that. It depends on the correction of the masach. That's it. You can look. Nothing good will come out of it. That's kind of like folk beliefs. It's not more than that. It's good that there's such an attitude towards from the general folk, from the people, towards the letters, towards the language. Because nevertheless, it somehow gives direction to holiness, but no more than that. You shouldn't think that by that you're somehow connected to holiness. You have tzimtzum, a restriction, you rise above your will to receive, then from that moment onwards, holiness begins, kedushah begins. And that's where the letters and the kilim operate in them. Please. We are in the Zohar for All, volume 6, portion Vayikra. We are on the heading 10:10 a pan, item 178. It's written 10, 10, a pan after the shekel of the sanctuary. 10 appears twice because there are 10 utterances in the act of creation, meaning 10 times, and God said. And the verse in the beginning is considered an utterance as well. There are also 10 utterances, meaning the 10 commandments in the giving of the Torah. This teaches us that the world was created only for the Torah. As long as Israel engage in Torah, the world persists. And as long as Israel are idle away from practicing the Torah, it is written, "If my covenant is not day and night, I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth," where it is not for the Torah, of which he was said, "And ye shall meditate on it day and night, I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth." This is because the pan, which is Malchut, contains these 10 utterances of creation, of the world, and the giving of the Torah, which depends on one another. 179. There are 10 utterances in the act of creation because the world was created in 10 utterances. The 10 utterances for the giving of the Torah are the 10 commandments. They stand one opposite the other, for were it not for those of the giving of the Torah, the ones of the act of creation would not persist. In the giving of the Torah, it is written, "I am the Lord your God," and it is written in the act of creation, "Let there be light," and there was light. Since the faith of the Creator, which is Malchut, which is I, is called light. 180. It is written, "You shall not have another God before me." It is similar to what is written, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters." Since "let there be a firmament" means that Israel, who are the part of the Creator, will unite with the heavens, which is Zeranpin. Thus the Creator gave the rest of the nations to ministers, appointed rulers, but as for Israel, it is written, "And God set them in the firmament of the heavens, since Israel unite with the heaven," Zeranpin. 181. In the midst of the water means the midst of words of Torah, since Torah is called water. "And let it divide the waters from the waters," meaning the Creator, who is called a well of living water, and idolatry, which is called broken cisterns that will not contain water, which are bitter water, murky, gathered in, fetid, and squalid. Hence, the holy Israel separate waters from water, the Creator from library, the Creator from idolatry. This is similar to the words, "You shall have no other God before me." 182. It's written, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain." In the act of creation, it is written, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered unto one place." Anyone who swears in the holy name in vain seemingly separates Ima, Malchut, from her place above, and the holy Sfirot do not settle in their place. As it is written, "And a slanderer separates the champion." The champion is the Creator. And it is written, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered into one place," meaning do not inflict separation between the degrees that are called water, because they are there of perjury, but rather unto the one place is where the place of truth, and let them not spread to a place of falsehood, meaning the waters go to the Sitracha, who is the Creator's. Thus the verses are similar. 183. It's written, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." In the act of creation, it is written, "Let the earth put forth grass, herb yielding seed." When did the holy land Malchut grow and crown in her crowns? On the Sabbath day. For then the bride Malchut joined the king Zeranpin to put forth grasses and blessings to the world. Thus the verses are similar. 184. It's written, "Honor your father and your mother." In the act of creation, it is written, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven." These are the lights of your father, the sun, Zeranpin, and of your mother, the moon, Malchut. And there is no sun but the Creator, as it is written, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield." And there is no moon but the assembly of Israel, Malchut. Hence, the two verses are one. 185. It's written, "You shall not murder." In the act of creation, it is written, "Let the waters swarm in the swarms of living creatures." This teaches us that you shall not murder a man who is called a living creature, and you shall not be as the big fish which swallow the little ones. Thus, the two verses here. When he says, it's written, you shall not commit adultery in the act of creation. It is written, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after its kind. This teaches us that the most not lie in another woman who is his mate. This is why it is written, let the earth bring forth the living creature after its kind, that a woman should only bear from her own kind. And who is her kind? It is her mate. 187, it is written, you shall not steal. In the act of creation, it is written, behold, I have given you every herb-yielding seed, meaning that I gave you, and what I have deposited with you shall be yours, and you will not steal what is not from what is from another. 188 is written, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. In the act of creation, it is written, let us make man in our image. One who is of the shape of the king, you shall not bear false witness against him. And one who bears false witness against his friend, it is though he bears false witness above. 189 is written, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife. In the act of creation, it is written, this is not good for the man to be alone. Here is your mate before you, meaning that his mate, Eve, was given to him. Hence, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife. 190. Thus, there are 10 utterances of the act of creation and 10 utterances of the giving of the Torah. As it is written, 10, 10, a pan after the shekel of sanctuary, where there are 2 tens are of the same value, and this is why the world persists in it and there is peace in it. Hence, and if the offering be a sacrifice of peace offering, it sustains the world in peace, and moreover, it atones for positive mitzvot and for negative mitzvot in order to cast peace upon all. 191. It's written, dominion and fear are with him. He makes peace in his high places. Dominion is Abraham, of whom it is written, you are a mighty prince among us. And as it is written, and I will bless you and make your name great. And fear is Isaac, as it is written, and the fear of Isaac had been on my side. He who makes peace in his high places is Jacob. As it is written, you will give truth to Jacob. And it is written, love truth and peace, since truth and peace means truth, Tiferet and Yesod, which are tied to one another. This is why Jacob is the wholeness of everything, meaning Abraham and Isaac are the two lines, right and left, and Jacob is the middle line that decides, unites, and makes peace between them. Okay? Next. And drink a little, that's okay.
No.
The heading, Peace Offerings. I have a question. The Zohar is one of the strong tools for drawing the reforming light. My question is there another way to draw the reforming light? Except for the writings, there is no other way. So there's no such thing that we come to a certain connection in the 10 or to a prayer, and that's how we draw the light. You need to prepare the place for the connection and then study from the holy books. Holy books means one who's already in holiness, which is disconnected from the will to receive, above our will to receive. There was someone else here that was asking? I'll give it to him quickly. What does it mean to engage in Torah between us? Between you? To long to get closer to the Torah, the reforming light being called the Torah, will influence us. That's considered to engage in Torah, to draw the reforming light. Is the relationships, the attitudes between friends associated with the Torah, or the body of one or the other? When we prepare ourselves to connection, that's the preparation for usage of the Torah. By that, we let the Torah operate. When I pray for a friend, am I engaged in Torah? It could be that you are. If you're praying for the friend, as you are revealing a deficiency, and that deficiency awakens the upper light upon the deficiency, in order to correct it, then it's considered that you're engaged in Torah. The drawing of the reforming light is called Torah in short. Yes. Okay, let's say I'm now in a certain state, and I operate for the connection in the 10, I'm working in some way to create connection between things. Is that engagement in Torah or not? I don't know about you, but what you're saying more or less is correct. That's considered engagement in Torah. Even though I don't know that I'm in a state of drawing light, but I'm engaged in it as a game, like we say sometimes. What do you mean a game? I'm acting as if I'm connecting them, I'm acting. Yes, but you want for it to happen. We're talking about a deficiency. The deficiency is that you're not in it, but you would want it to happen. Yes, there's sometimes such a desire. In short, I said what I said, and you think, please. We're continuing with peace offerings. 192. Peace offerings are perfection and peace for all. One who offers peace offerings increases peace in the world, since peace offerings are the middle line, Jacob. Jacob is the one who makes peace, since the right and left lines, Abraham and Isaac, unite in him. Also, peace offerings grip to the positive mitzvot, the right line, and to the negative mitzvot, the left line, like Jacob, since they are the middle line. This is why they are called peace offerings. It is written, and Jacob was a whole man, a complete man, since all the wholeness in the middle line, which is the whole above, Zanpin, and whole below, in Malchut, 193. It's written, if he offers it for the thanks, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanks. Why the necessity to sacrifice an offering of unleavened cakes for it? This is the meaning of what is written, that he shall confess that in which he has sinned, meaning that he sinned and flawed the Malchut. Here too, the gratitude comes for what he flawed in Malchut, since the gratitude comes for savings and from suffering, meaning the four that should be thanked. And there is no suffering without iniquity. It turns out that each gratitude comes over an iniquity. However, this iniquity blemishes only in Malchut, as in the guilt offering, where it writes ascension. This is why there is a need to bring unleavened cakes, matzot and chalot, which come with the flaw of the Malchut. Matzot and chalot are written without the vav, because he sinned on Malchut, hence the vav, tiferet, does not shine in her. 194, it's written, his peace offering for thanks. This is the perfection of everything. His peace offerings are two. Thanks is Malchut. His peace offerings, which are two vavs. Vav, vav, are tiferet and yesod, and his peace offerings means peace of all. 195. His peace offerings for thanks means that he casts peace in all and evokes mercy in all the worlds. His offerings for thanks means that the assembly of Israel, Malchut, is blessed by those two, Tiferet and Yesod, which are the peace of everything. It is known that leavened bread indicates the grip of the outer ones, as the sin was allowing to hold a sin by the outer ones. So he offers in this very way. This is why he brings leavened bread. 196. Chalot matzot are written without vav, as it is written, mixed with oil and unleavened wafers spread with oil. What does that imply? These are the mitigations of the flaming sword which turns every way. This is so because of all of them, which are considered the flaming sword which turns every way, were appointed over man's ways. Those who breach the commandment of the Torah, and when hence everything in one flour mixed with oil, to extend the anointing oil from a high place, from above, upper abbot, downwards, and all the blessed together from the holy anointing oil, which is the abundance from Abba. 197, this is the wine for the drink offering, which extends from Ima, 1/4 of a hin, in Malchut, which is called 1/4 of a hin, and one place, which is Malchut, called Altar, it is filled wine, oil, and water for pouring. waters the chasadim that extends from the river Bina to water the garden. Malchut, all those plantations are her degrees. Hence, there is water of Kedusha, holiness, and there's the evil water of the Sitracha. And regarding wine, there's a place where it is good, and there's a place where the wine comes to punish, when it is din. 198. Hence, he who sees wine in his dream, to some it is good, and to some it is din. If he is a wise disciple, it is written, and wine makes man's heart glad. Also it is written, for your love is better than wine. This is the kept wine which rejoices everything, everyone. And if he is not a wise disciple, it is written about him, gives strong drink to him who is perishing, and wine to him whose soul is bitter. For there is another wine which is din, hence it is good to offer these things in an offering so as to remove the din and evoke rachamim, remove the wine from sitracha, which is din, and bring the wine of kedusha, which is rachamim. It is likewise in everything, the din should be removed and the rachamim awakened. 199. Oil will never be lacking among us, except for a meal offering of jealousy. As it is written, he shall pour no oil upon it. This is because here it does not need rachamim, for it is all din. As it is written, and her belly shall swell, and her thigh shall fall away. It is said about that, and this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offering, if he offers it by way of things. I just want to be more precise of what I said to a friend that I don't know what he's saying, because I really don't know what he's saying. He's describing his inner feeling. Am I doing it correctly? If I think this way, if I think this way or that way. These are things that he thinks today this way, and tomorrow or 5 minutes later, he thinks another way. I can't give a clear answer to that. We, each of us, needs, as it's written in the articles, to prepare ourselves for correction. And the reforming light is what we call the Creator will complete things for me. And then it will be corrected. Am I doing it correctly? Am I thinking this way? Will it happen this way or that way? I can't say, because the details are not clear. A person doesn't know what state he's in exactly. Therefore, scrutinize the main things we need for correction. That's all our preparation for the study of Kabbalah. Connection, a place where there's as much of a lack for connection, and expectation. It's called, have you expected salvation? Shevet achim gam yachad, hine matov, shevet achim gam yachad, hine matov umanayim, shevet achim gam yachad, hine matov umanayim, shevet achim gam yachad, hine matov. Shevet achim gam yachad, hine matov, shevet achim gam yachad.